You're listening to SBS News.
Women account for half of voters that will cast their ballot in the federal election this weekend. To help those striving for equality decide how to vote, the Women's Electoral Lobby has released a report card indicating how the Coalition, Labor and the Greens shape up when it comes to policies impacting women. The Women's Electoral Lobby was established more than 45 years ago and aims to impact policies and law reforms to improve the lives of all women. The group's national convener, Josefa Sobski, says the 2019 report card compares 12 fundamental policy areas.
They go from eliminating violence against women, women's health, an equitable taxation system, some of the payments in social services and the changes there, vocational education and training, adequate retirement income for women, gender pay equity, etc., childcare, women's representation in decision making.
Across those 12 areas, the Greens had a total of 10 positive ticks. Labor had 11 ticks, while the Coalition scored just one positive tick out of 12.
The ALP has always been far more sympathetic and supportive of women's causes, and this year in particular, for this election, they have a quite detailed ALP women's policy. So the ALP has scored very well. Rights and protections for women with disabilities, the Liberals have scored well on that, but they've scored poorly in almost every other area because many of their policies do not look through a gender lens to see what impact they will have on women in our society.
Australian National University women and politics expert Blair Williams says the scorecard is a fair and accurate analysis.
While the Liberal Party are doing things towards women's issues and they do have some policies, it's not nearly enough in terms of what Well wants, essentially. And I think that's a fair assessment because they are an organisation that do care about women's equality. And if the Liberal Party don't have policies that meet those baseline expectations of how you can achieve equality for women, then they do deserve a cross.
She says it's essential the next party to take government implements policies that will help level gender disparity.
It's imperative for the next government to have policies that will help achieve gender equality in real terms. So funding domestic violence shelters and policies that tackle domestic violence a lot more than what they're doing. Or at least having policies that will help women's health, that will help their access to housing and the access to education and healthcare, and especially childcare. These things need to be done in our country.
The Women's Electoral Lobby's Josefa Sobski says the group will hand out how to vote cards to help inform voters on the day and influence major party policies moving forward.
We do want it to inform voters, but we also want to influence political parties with this scorecard. We want political parties to take heed of women's voices.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.